Today, the House will decide whether to impeach President Donald Trump for a second time. Lawmakers are considering one article of impeachment for inciting violence against the government after last week's deadly riot by pro-Trump extremists. That followed the president's address in which he said, "If you don't fight like hell, you're not going to have a country anymore." Democrats have the votes to impeach him, and a handful of Republicans are joining them, but not our next guest. Congressman John Curtis, Republican of Utah, released a video this week in which he agonized over how to vote. He told us earlier today why he finally decided to vote no.
The whole problem I have with this is the timing. We don't have any chance to think this through. And so that is forcing me to a no vote. I don't understand the rush.
Well, and you mentioned in your video that you had some real reservations about not affording the president enough due process, which is what I take you to mean when you say that we're rushing things. But I have to point out that a vote to impeach is not a vote to convict, though. I mean, the president would still have his chance to defend himself and make his case in a Senate trial. Some would say that is due process.
If you look at the last two impeachments, the Senate has not taken up any evidence that wasn't presented in the House. So technically, you're right. That would be the president's venue. But based on tradition, that's not the case. We all remember that the Senate didn't call witnesses in President Trump's first impeachment. And the precedent is whatever we do here in the House becomes what they use to make their decision.
So you're looking to precedent there. I also imagine you're looking for other ways in which your decision might set a new precedent. And so on the other side, you know, the text of this article of impeachment includes quotes from the president's speech, which we mentioned at the top. He falsely claims to have won the election in a landslide. And he says things like he wants his supporters to fight like hell. So, I mean, if you don't impeach him for this, do you worry about setting that precedent, you know, where another president could do something like this and go unchecked?
Let me just put an asterisk here. I'm not defending the president, but conveniently left out of all of this is the quote that he said, "Let's do this peaceably." Basically, what's happening is we're saying this speech caused the riots. We don't have time to know that. This would fail in a court of law. I just want to reiterate, I don't want people to assume from this that the president doesn't have some accountability here. That's not what I'm saying at all. But we know these protesters came to D.C. This was premeditated. They came with the equipment to do what they did. They came with the plan to do what they did. So,
but isn't it possible also, Congressman, that they came and hadn't made up their minds about whether they would follow through and that they took the president's speech as kind of a green light? That was their permission to carry out what they had premeditated.
You've just made my point. We need to take the time to know that. Why? Give me a single reason for the rush.
So in the meantime, then, you've called for censuring the president, and I think a lot of folks are wondering, what would that do? They're wondering the same thing about impeachment, because after all, he is leaving office anyway in a very short period of time.
Can you give me a single reason for the rush?
Well, I think that the idea the Democrats have put forward is to act now because they want to start the process before he leaves office. And the key difference, as you know, between an impeachment process and a censure is that with impeachment, the Senate could vote later, it would be a separate vote, to disqualify him from holding federal office in the future. That's a big distinction. So what do you make of that?
All of that could, why not take 100 days in the House? If you're going to give the Senate 100 days, why aren't you taking 100 days in the House? Listen, I agree. There are some very disturbing things about what happened. Why do we, the bedrock of the American judicial system, are fundamental things like innocent until proven guilty and a trial by an impartial jury and an opportunity to defend yourself? Let's slow down. Let's give people like myself who are willing to hold the president accountable. Let's give us a chance to see all of the facts. The facts might be a lot more damning for the president than what we have in front of us now.
Fair enough, although I will point out that the impeachment process, of course, although somewhat analogous to a court of law, is somewhat different. I mean, we did hear the Senate Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell, explicitly saying last time that this really is a political process and that he is not an impartial juror in the way that you would be in a court of law. So there are some key differences there. And while I'm talking about McConnell, Congressman, I know he's in the other chamber, but the New York Times is reporting that he privately supports impeaching the president because he believes he did commit impeachable offenses and also thinks that the upside for his party is that, you know, if they did vote to bar him from future office, it would be a way to sort of, you know, purge the party from the president and start with a clean slate in 2024. What do you make of that line of thinking?
Well, I don't see how purging the party is an impeachable goal. That's ridiculous. And if Mitch McConnell feels that way, let him say it.
And what about the leaders in your own chamber, Congressman? You know, his House, your party's leader, Kevin McCarthy, giving you all guidance on how to vote this way? Or are you all sort of being left to sort of make your own calls on this?
It's very clear that we're to make a decision on our own hearts, our own beliefs, and there's been zero pressure to vote one way or another.
All right. That's Congressman John Curtis, Republican of Utah. Congressman, thank you for joining us. As you know, not everybody in your caucus is willing to come forward and answer questions about this, so we appreciate your time.
Okay. Happy to do it. Thanks. You have a good day.